Hello, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I'm Olivia Birch, and today I'd like to introduce one of my favorite vegetables, wild parsnip. Wild parsnip is a delicious edible member of the Apiaceae, or carrot family. Though cultivated carrots differ distinctively from their wild counterpart, wild parsnips and cultivated parsnips are commonly considered interchangeable. Spring is a great time to harvest wild parsnips because they are a biennial plant with leaves that contain a sap that, when exposed to sunlight, burns our skin. In the springtime, the leaves are still small, making exposure to the sap easier to avoid. Harvesting in the spring also ensures sweetness from freezing that in the past made parsnips so valuable. They were once a source of sugar before beet and cane sugars became available. Wild parsnip is also considered invasive, so harvesting them early helps curb the spread of their population. Fall is an equally good time to harvest because at that time they are sending all their nutrients down as storage for the winter. The only time one would not want to harvest parsnip is when the stalks and flowers are getting big and tall, when the plant is more than just a little basil rosette. Then it won't be very tasty. To harvest them properly, be sure to wear clothing that covers your skin, arms, and legs, and a pair of gloves. Always ask permission to harvest. I like to use a spade to pop them out of the ground, collect them all in a bucket, and then chop off the greens to put in a compost pile while saving the roots for storage and eating later. I also try to choose a cloudy day to harvest these delicious roots, preferably after a rain. The rain loosens the soil so I don't have to work so hard, and the clouds offer extra protection from the sap and sun. Wild parsnips thrive in disturbed areas, especially along road and rail sides. They also easily establish themselves in pastures, on the margins of forests, by trails, and other open areas. They can withstand sun, very wet or dry conditions, but do not tolerate shade well. Wild parsnip spreads by seed, and the seeds can live in the soil for several years before sprouting. At this time of year, the parsnip is just a rosette of a few leaves, usually around 3 to 5. The leaves alternate along the stem, which at this time is pretty short, and the leaves are compound. The leaflets are sort of egg-shaped, with sawtooth edges, growing in pairs along each stalk. As the plant grows, the hollow tubular stem will become more apparent, get 4 to 6 feet tall, and terminate with an umbrella-shaped flower head that has many small 5-petaled yellow flowers who bloom in August. The root is a taproot, creamy white, and gets sweeter with the frost. When we cultivate parsnips at home, we often grow them in the garden as an annual, seeding early in the spring and harvesting very late into the fall. I like to hold out for a frost to increase the sweetness. Harvesting wild ones in the spring ensures a similar result. I enjoy parsnips thinly sliced and roasted in the oven with other root veggies and tubers in butter or oil and spices, or with a glaze. They can also be a wonderful addition to a spring soup, maybe with lamb or chives or nettles. And I also personally enjoy making a monster mash of many veggie varieties with parsnips at the party. Spices like cloves, cardamom, and nutmeg bring out the sweeter side. Culinary herbs like thyme and oregano or a curry plays up the sometimes spicy and earthy aspect to parsnips. Besides being a very tasty and abundant vegetable, parsnips are rich in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fibers. So they may be invasive, but they have a lot to offer to us. I hope this inspires you all to get out and harvest some spring edibles. Thank you for listening in today, everyone, and tune in next week for more plant connections. Until then, say yes to love and no to plastic.